Senate investigation into Russian influence in last year's U.S. presidential election continues. Top intelligence officials are testifying about their involvement in the scandal. Today's focus is on how the collection of foreign intelligence was conducted. Admiral Mike Rogers, who heads the National Security Agency, and the director of the National Intelligence, Dan Coats, have both refused to comment on their conversations with President Donald Trump. Well, let's just have a little listen in now to what's going on in Washington.
In any regular course where a president would ask you to comment or intervene in any ongoing FBI investigation, not talking about this circumstance, but
Sir,
any prior experience?
I'm not going to talk about theoreticals today.
Well, let me ask you specifically, did the president, the reports that are out there, ask you in any way, shape or form to back off or downplay the Russia investigation?
I'm not going to discuss the specifics of conversations with the President of the United States, but I stand by the comment I just made to you, sir.
I do not feel it's appropriate for me to, in a public session in which confidential conversations between the President and myself, I don't believe it's appropriate for me to address that in a public session.
Well, Simon Marks is in Washington, D.C., and he's been following the Senate hearing today. So, Simon, we saw a little of it there, and it seems that at least two of the top intelligence officers are refusing to answer some of those questions fully. Why is that?
Moments of great tension up there on Capitol Hill over the last few hours, Vanessa, and those senior intelligence officials came under especially sharp questioning from two Republicans and one independent who sit on the committee, and that will give the White House, I think, cause for increasing concern, especially given that this is all the curtain raiser for testimony tomorrow by the former director of the FBI, James Comey. Those two top intelligence officials you saw there, Mike Rogers and Dan Coats, did not say that they had been essentially gagged by the White House. President Trump has not invoked what's known here as executive privilege. So members of the committee could not therefore understand why they wouldn't answer a very simple question. Had the President of the United States ever asked you to drop any kind of an investigation? Clearly the suspicion here that the President did ask them to drop the investigation into ties between his campaign team that may have existed and the Russians last year. And at that point, both of them refused to answer the question, saying they didn't feel that it was appropriate to discuss conversations that they'd had with the president. One member of the committee, Senator Angus King, an independent, snapped at Admiral Rogers, saying, what you feel isn't relevant, Admiral. I'm not interested in what you feel. But still, Admiral Rogers would not go further. They are talking, though, now behind closed doors in private session, and perhaps the members of the committee will get some answers this afternoon to the questions they weren't willing to answer publicly.
Indeed. Okay, so how high are the stakes tomorrow then when James Comey testifies, not just for his own reputation, but for President Trump's?
Absolutely massive. And the big question everyone here is asking is, will James Comey answer those questions? He was so eager to tell it, he would not testify behind closed doors to the committee. Drop that investigation into ties between the Trump team and the Russians. I don't think Washington has had so much expectation and suspense surrounding a congressional hearing for many, many years, perhaps not since the Watergate era, and all eyes will be on that hearing when James Comey is sworn in and prepares to give evidence tomorrow.
And of course, the other big story in Washington today, the nomination for Mr. Comey's successor as FBI director, that's Christopher Wray. Is that timing coincidental or part of a White House plan, do you think?
I think definitely not coincidental, and it was notable that moments after the committee adjourned a few minutes ago, that was when the White House decided to send reporters and publicly publish the announcement that President Trump has selected Christopher Wray to be his next FBI director, a former assistant attorney general during the presidency of George W. Bush, a governmental affairs lawyer working with a big law firm here in the United States, King and Spalding. This is a message from the White House that is designed to try and allay fears, particularly among Republicans up on Capitol Hill, about whether President Trump was going to make an avowedly political appointment or try to seek someone who will have some degree of independence in running the FBI. So no coincidence behind all of that at all. It's a message from the White House to the committee on the eve of James Comey's testimony.
Okay, Simon Marks, thanks very much indeed.